This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Just as we try and get hold of our Israel correspondent this morning, Ben Dror Yemini. He is from Yediot Achronot. But whilst we do that, let me tell you some of the headlines coming out of the Israeli media. Trump imposed truce between Israel and Hezbollah takes effect. Two were badly hurt by rocket fire just hours before. And that, of course, is the big story this morning. A 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to take effect at midnight Thursday, Friday, after being declared hours earlier by the United States. President Donald Trump, who he also announced that he was inviting Prime Minister Netanyahu and Lebanese President for peace talks at the White House. Both Israel's defense forces and Hezbollah continued to launch attacks on Thursday right until before the truce went into force, with rockets fired by the Iran-backed Lebanese terror group resulting in serious wounds to a 17-year-old girl and to a 25-year-old motorcyclist in Carmiel, while a Nahariya man in his 40s was moderately injured by another impact. The IDF issued a statement minutes before midnight saying it struck over 380 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon in the past day alone, 380, including Hezbollah operatives, command centers, several rocket launchers used in attacks on Israel, while stressing it remained on high alert and will act in accordance with the directives of the political echelon. So the ceasefire does appear largely to have held. That was throughout the night, though Lebanon's army accused Israel of violating it by intermittently shelling several southern Lebanese villages. It also called on citizens to hold off on returning to the southern villages and towns. There has been no immediate comment from the IDF. So this is what was said. I hope Hezbollah acts nicely and well during this important period of time. It will be a great moment for them if they do. No guessing who's saying this. No more killings. Must finally have peace. That's according to Trump. He wrote that on Truth Social Media, and not long after the truce began, which he followed up with another, declaring the ceasefire may have been a historic day for Lebanon. Good things are happening. Well, let's hope so. But certainly I am not absolutely convinced about that. What do you think? 0618951019. Do you think that there is a chance of this holding? You tell me. If we take a look at Ynet this morning, Trump says, hope Hezbollah acts nicely. That is something that I've just mentioned to you. And Israeli sea captain warns of Iran's ship extortion. A veteran mariner warns Iran bid to charge ships in Hormuz threatens the global trade as crews face rising tensions and risk. Those are some of the other headlines. Let's take a look at Israel National News this morning. They are leading as well with ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon maintained overnight. And live updates, Israel agrees to the ceasefire in Lebanon. Chabad rabbi has warned measles a tangible risk to children's lives. And that is an article. Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Yaroslavsky, rabbi of Chabad Lubavitch community in Kiryat Malachi, pens an unusual letter urging parents to vaccinate, warning of local measles outbreak. He's saying it is a matter of life and death. Other headlines, we told you about this yesterday. The House narrowly rejects a bid to force Iran withdrawal on Trump, and EU states to push Israel sanctions after Orban election defeat. And that it was an important story that took place this week. The world, of course, has welcomed Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Those are some of the other headlines. Moving across to J-Post, because that's what we're doing. We're going through various headlines this morning, again, leading with the ceasefire. And then Netanyahu coalition struggles to close the gap against opposition for third week. While there was no significant movement between the blocs in the opposition, Gadi Eisenkot's Yashar party lost one seat to the Democrats. So those are some of the headlines. Lebanese civilians force past barriers to reach southern Lebanon despite the IDF's warning. Israel breaks new ground at sea as Mossad Shayetet 13 raid Lebanon's Nakora. And it'll be interesting to know, because I don't think we really, really understand the depth of what has taken place during this particular section of the war in Lebanon. Other than that, a poll says despair rises, trust in leadership falls for most Israelis after the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. And one of the other headlines, Building New Lives in Israel, One Story at a Time. And they cover Aliyah stories. Those are some of the the stories. Kanan Lidor joining us this morning. Kanan, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you are well.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, of course, the big story this morning is the ceasefire or the pause. How is this being viewed by people in Israel, by the media? You know, I've been just going through a bunch of Israeli publications this morning, and it really just talks about the fact that there is this pause, and Donald Trump saying it's fantastic and what an opportunity. But what do we really know about what is going on the ground?
Well, there are two ways to look at it, and that's where the our deeply polarized media is how they're looking at it. One way is, look, the government promised the North that we are now embarking on this campaign. It's going to fundamentally change the situation. We won't live with Hezbollah on our borders. More specifically, that means that Hezbollah will be pushed north of the Litani River, and that's going to be the situation. We're going to use this opportunity. Netanyahu has famously said, we're going to change the face of the Middle East. And now it appears that Hezbollah hasn't been pushed all the way north of the Litani. It has deployments in southern Lebanon. We discussed earlier this week how one major push was in Bint Jbeil, which it was kind of the Hezbollah terror capital. But Bint Jbeil doesn't have strategic significance. It's not part of the deployment. So it was more of a PR victory, at least it was described as such. That's one way of looking at it. But the other way is, look, we are finishing this stage of the campaign in much better condition than we started, definitely on October 23, but also from the last ceasefire. We made huge gains since November 2024 in terms of uprooting the terror bases in Hezbollah, in terms of killing hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists, one of them in a shock and awe operation just 10 days ago. 250 of them went up to Jannah, to heaven. So that's kind of the two ways that are being looked at. And of course, this does expose how Israel is basically not free to pursue its own goals, but tethered to those of the United States, which is natural That's the dominating factor here. And once Trump says we stop, then we stop. That is self-evident.
Is there any sense that there is tension between Israel and the United States over this pause in fighting?
This is kind of in the popular culture, in the meme culture online, that this is being portrayed. But this is a very coordinated affair. I'm sure we Israelis and our government, we couldn't have expected anything more than what we've received from the United States. And to ask for more at a time when the economy is hurting Trump politically, at a time where Vance, which is the weak link in terms of support for the war, is starting to waver, that's unrealistic. And we live here in the Levant, here in the Middle East, where things are very real. So the frustration that many of us are feeling at the apparent failure to really uproot Hezbollah is tempered by the fact that we know that we've achieved more than we could ever dream.
I also wonder, because we have seen some of these pauses, some of these warnings, some of the these breaks in fighting to be really about something else. Maybe it's repositioning, maybe it's getting ready for troops on the ground, maybe it's planning another operation. Is there any sense of that this time, or does this feel like it is more of a genuine move towards peace?
It feels like it's real in the sense that Trump's leeway, his slack for conducting a protracted war without congressional approval, and as the economy hurts his party's chances, his party's popularity, that seems very real, and that seems like a limiting factor here. But Trump being Trump, and we have seen these ceasefires collapse into renewed news and rounds of fighting, so there's always that possibility, and it's never say never here in the Middle East.
Absolutely. The last time, and this keeps bothering me, and I know it must bother some of our listeners, is after the pager attack and after the last set of fighting, even inside Lebanese territory, there was a belief and an optimism around the damage done to Hezbollah. You know, here there's arguably even more damage done this time, but I wouldn't have thought in such a short period there would be so much damage to do. What does that mean? Does that mean that any form of optimism is naive, or given the fact that Iran is also much more damaged than it was the last time round, a year and a half, nearly 2 years ago, that there is more chance of this having a lasting effect?
You know, when you cut a tree, it's not necessary to cut it all the way. You just have to hit a little bit more than a half, and then the tree's weight does the rest. And this is very likely, very probably, what will happen to what is happening to Hezbollah already. The terrible hits it took from the IDF are weakening it internally, and this is also why we saw this brutal attack that killed 250 Hezbollah terrorists, because it's compromised, because it's weak, because there's blood in the water, and its internal enemies are giving up information and turning against it. And that is probably what we were hoping for. You don't have to finish the job all the way. Just give a brutal, mortal injury to your enemy, and it will collapse under its own weight. This is probably what's behind some of the military moves that we've seen vis-a-vis Iran and Hezbollah.
And do we know anything about what is happening within Iran? Obviously, with the internet blackout, it's not so simple. I would imagine that some information is getting through, whether it's through whichever channels. But how much of that has been disclosed?
Even opposition publications like Iran International, for example, that have been very good at conveying information during the protests, even they are not providing us videos from what's happening on the ground. They're having trouble reaching the voices that they have reached before. So we are kind of in the dark here, but in terms of how freely the regime can operate, it does seem that right now it's not under the threat of major protests in Iran, even though according to the Trump plan, this was more or less the time that that was supposed to happen. So those optimistic prognoses haven't materialized yet, we have to honestly say.
That is where we leave it, Kanani Dor. Thank you, as always. Thank you for chatting to us, for bringing us the latest information from Israel. It is 8 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.